This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, the Senate is now somewhat tied. I think they're still an independent, but I don't know how they handle this stuff. Quite frankly, don't really care. What we're witnessing is the destruction of the country, and there's one way to save it, and that is you got to start educating people much earlier than we have been. It was a part of the Democrat strategy to maintain the House with a little bit, get the Senate, which they technically didn't, and of course the coup against President Trump. The question was asked about the Senate race, which again was another farce, another complete fraud. Identical numbers to Biden with Dominion machines. How do you let Dominion machines yet again do the same job that you are going, this is completely fraudulent? Do you believe that the people of Georgia really want Ralph Warnock? Holy cow. And Ossoff? I mean, two ingenues, two people that know nothing about politics. No, I mean, do you think they represent the people of Georgia? Do you feel represented? I'm going to warn everybody, where hour one and hour two are going to be the same in this particular program. We're just going to do this show and then repeat because I'm still in the midst of a lot of other stuff that we've got going on here. I'm not dejected. I know it sounds like, you know, oh, Kev, you seem dejected. No, I'm not. You know, I still hold out that Trump goes ahead and releases the Kraken because he's got the power to do it. There was foreign interference in this election. There was interference in these other elections. And the question becomes, are we going to be a third world dictatorship where, like it is in China? When I was talking to people there and they were like, you know, why do we bother? Why would we bother to worry about who's going to be put into power? They just tell us what to do anyway. Wow. On our watch, conservatives, we watch communism come to America where your vote doesn't count. The question was asked, how can you count 99% of the votes in 5 hours, but you got to wait hours to count 1%? And Nick Searcy answered in a tweet, because Democrats don't believe in vote counts. They believe in knowing how many votes it takes to win the election, and then that's what will appear. Identical numbers for Biden and Warnock in districts that were identical. It is a statistical impossibility. So having this discussion with Melissa, she's like, in the Democrats' eyes, we haven't proven anything. I go, what do you mean we haven't proven anything? How many dead people? She says it's within the statistical error to have X number of dead people, X number of non-voters, X number of people who moved out of the county. And I gave you those numbers the other day. 47,000 people below the age of 18 voted. How do they vote? You didn't require ID, so you just let them vote? Wouldn't a forensic audit get rid of that? 10,315 dead people voted. I'd be curious as to how that's within the statistical error. I could see somebody having the same name and being thought to be dead, or they mailed in their ballot and then died or something like that. But how about we audit it and see? Because to me, 10,315 is not within the statistical error of dead people voting. And I could go on. Our champion still is there. You know, we had those guys that stormed the Capitol building. I'm skeptical about it. Conservatives don't generally storm Capitol buildings, and then they're dressed up in some crazy outfits. What's that about? Oh, boy. This is amazing stuff. I don't know. You know, I've put myself in Trump's head. I've put myself in a situation of what, you know, what would the powers that be? When you look at this, there's got to be patriots at the highest levels, at these levels of government, that go, wait a minute. We can't let this happen. We watched what happened in 2016 with Hillary. Patriots showed up, and it didn't happen. And now we find ourselves in a worse situation because Donald Trump performed. He performed and he legitimately won. And we're sitting here going, how's this happen? How do we get to this place? I don't believe there's a legitimate. I don't believe that the majority of the Democrats who've won in close races, I don't believe there's a single one of them who's legit. Do you? How do you plan to respond? Because you better be giving some thought to all of this. Everything's in the balance here. Now, let's play it out. Let's play it out. Oh, you want to wait?
Yeah.
We'll play it out in the next segment. What do you think happens? Do you think cities get safer? Do you think it's going to be kumbaya all of a sudden because there's regime change? That the can you imagine the Democrats controlling the House, the Senate, and the presidency? What kind of radical nonsense are they going to implement? This, it's a lot to think about. But here's the good news. The good news is life goes on no matter what, folks. Life has to continue. We have to keep doing what we're doing. You're going to go back to enjoying your family, your friends, your kids. I don't know if you're going to do it with masks. I don't know if you're going to have mandatory shots and travel restrictions and special passports. I don't know if they're going to be putting you in the hooskow. Who knows what they pass? Who knows what you're going to want to put up with as a conservative living in this country. But here's what I will tell you. If you don't get to the root source of this, it's never going to change. What is the root source? The root source is the kids in school that are being indoctrinated that guns are bad. Oh, thugs are good, but guns are bad. The people that are being indoctrinated that it's okay to lie, cheat, and steal your way to do whatever you want to do as long as you have a leftist ideology, as long as it's for the greater good. You should be able to do it. Man. I mean, I remember when people would say things like, I just can't see myself bringing a child into this world. I get it. I get it. My kids are older. You know, I mean, they're living their lives for the most part. They got some years to deal with this, but they can probably muddle through. If you just keep your blinders on, you know, yeah, they're going to tax the crap out of you for your air, for green energy. They're going to do all kinds of radical crap. And I'm not going to get into the playing it out, but in the end, they can't win. But what's going to change? You know, you trust any election at this point? Will you vote next time around? Will you feel it's futile? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Every trick in the book, every rule broken, every fraudulent way to get a vote you could possibly get, that was done in the Georgia elections, that was done in the presidential elections. All to demoralize us, to make us feel as if it's hopeless. But it's not hopeless because, see, the problem with leftist policies is they don't work. The real question for us is, to what depths are we going to sink in this country to prove them right? To prove that they can't win, that their policies are bad. How bad does it have to get before people finally go, before the left have to revolt and say, we can't cheat anymore. We have to turn ourselves in. Are you expecting a moral core from leftists? Millions of them left the Democratic Party. I have a friend, her name is Angela. Angela said she was part of the cheat. Not this one, but years ago. She goes, I was part of the cheat. She goes, I thought that's what I was supposed to do. That was the greater good. It didn't even faze her that she was doing something wrong. And that's what these people are doing. They did it on a scale that's unimaginable. So, not under you know, just trying to figure this out. I want us to figure it out together. Welcome, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. And I'm just telling Democrats, play it out. Play out allowing illegals to come in. How much burden do you think that the American taxpayer is going to carry? You think you're going to give a universal basic income and you're just going to keep going into debt and that that's going to satisfy people? Is that going to, like, end crime? Look at the crime statistics. I'll give you some of those numbers here in a bit. It's insane watching these guys do what they do and asking yourself, you know, what do you think this ends up? You think we end up in a better country or worse country? We know where it goes. It is escape from New York. I mean, none of the rules apply. Think about it. So if Biden becomes president and Kamala Harris becomes VP, Biden gets offed because he's going to die of the Wu flu, whether he likes it or not. He's dying a horrible death. She becomes the first black president, female president. Really? So we make history? Is that really going to be history for you? Can you imagine that woman representing us around the world? Of course not, because she won't be. They will be telling her what to say and what to do, same way they would tell Biden what to say and what to do. And the reason why they want to get rid of the president that sits in this office today is because he won't let that happen. I'm hearing Italy was part of the cheat. Switzerland was part of the cheat. All these countries. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump made their trade agreements nonsense. He made them have to pay their bills. With NATO, he forced an America first mentality. And let me tell you something, 80 plus million Americans that voted for President Trump, that isn't gone. It's an undercurrent, and it's an undercurrent that's not a small percentage of the population. It is a huge percentage of the population. I don't know what you're going to do if things don't go our way. I don't know what you're going to do. But I'll tell you this, a lot of us are not demoralized. See, when Obama beat us, we were demoralized because we didn't have a champion. We're not demoralized now. We have a champion. He set along ideals that America can aspire to. But carry this out. What happens to Israel? How do they play into this thing? If I were Israel, I would have been trying to hack this. We had the best hackers in the world. I would have been hacking this election and making sure Trump won. If I were Republicans, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be infiltrating Dominion and learning how to hack machines so we could win elections. That's what I would do. Why do we want to fight fair when there is no fair fight? We should be hacking every single election from the school board to the presidency. And these rhino governors, we should be paying hackers to make sure that that we have every knowledge of Dominion. We should be dissecting those machines like in nobody's business. Everywhere they have them, we just flip, 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 flip. And we crush them. And we dare them to count. Oh, man, that's what I would be doing. What if you were Taiwan right now? How safe would you feel if you were Taiwan? The fate of Taiwan is in the balance. Let me tell you something. Because if without Donald Trump, China just marches right in there and takes that little piece of property. So much for the independent, the public people's independent, well, it's IRC, Independent Republic of China, versus the People's Republic of China. Taiwan calls itself the IRC. Trump said on Glenn Beck he would never give up. I still believe the Kraken is ready to be released because there's so much additional evidence. So many things that have been floating around. And as I told you guys before, I would be the most surprised. I mean, you can't surprise me any more than if Donald Trump doesn't do anything here. Everybody was waiting on Pence. Look, I don't know much about constitutional stuff. That's Mark Levin's show. But I didn't think Pence had the ability to say, I'm not going to certify this election. To put that on him, I think was wrong. And for people that are like, well, he's not protecting the president, I think he's looking at it as like, that's not my responsibility. The legislatures are still objecting and all this. I don't know where this all shakes out. Don't know. Like I told you guys, I have a belief in a higher power. I believe that things have a reason for working out the way that they do. And whatever God's wisdom in this thing is I go with it. I wouldn't be happy if they cheat their way to this. And I think Trump's still going to try. But he did say something that, you know, when he was telling people to calm down, just go, they cheated, you know, just go home. It kind of led you to believe that maybe he was not going to fight it anymore. But I still think he is. People around me, Melissa thought, she said, I didn't get that from that. She didn't listen to the whole speech. I didn't either. I only caught a piece of it when he was telling people, don't go in there. But I'll tell you, I don't know that those were the word conservatives. Democrats are crafty little suckers, man. Scoundrels. But regardless of what happens, I'm going to tell you something, Americans, conservative Americans listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you can feel good, man. You can feel good. Boy, we got a lot accomplished, and we got a lot more to get accomplished. And here's what I can tell you. We are smarter than they. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. We are. And what they do has no ability to last. None. They destroy their cities, crime infested, crime ridden, you know, things that there's no way to win. So when does society get to the point where even they can't handle it? That's the bad news, is it's got to get to that level. That's where we will find ourselves facing. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about these criminal charges against Blake. And maybe we'll talk about the most admired man. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts will be locked through at least Inauguration Day. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg writing that, in his opinion, the president used his platform to condone rather than condemn his supporters' behavior. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants a nonpartisan commission to look into the violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Congress must immediately transfer command of the District of Columbia National Guard from the President of the United States and put it squarely under the command and control of the Mayor of the District of Columbia.
She said what happened at the Capitol was textbook terrorism and added that what took place went against the district's values. Bowser also wants the command of the D.C. National Guard to be transferred to her. You're listening to USA Radio News. The coronavirus vaccine is continuing to cause havoc across the nation.
The United States has set another record for daily new cases and deaths due to COVID-19. Nearly 269,000 new cases of infection and 3,920 deaths were recorded on Wednesday, surpassing the previous highs that were set last Saturday. The nation has passed more than 21 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic, with Arizona, California, and Rhode Island now having some of the highest infection per capita rates in the world. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Reaction continuing to come in from the storming of the Capitol on Wednesday, former Secretary of State Colin Powell calling it a national disgrace.
It was a disgraceful performance by our leaders, a disgraceful performance by our military and our police officials.
Paul also telling MSNBC that the security situation at the Capitol was deeply inadequate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And in other news, yes, folks, there is other news out there. The problems plaguing the nation still exist, all of them, for the most part, brought on by leftism. Chicago. God, do you want me to talk about Chicago? I will talk about Chicago in a bit, but before I get into that, I want to talk about there were no criminal charges filed in the Blake shooting. See, because things like that keep on going. Your life is going to keep on moving on regardless of what has happened in the Senate, regardless of what happens in the House. The only thing you can rely on is that a higher power exists and understands all this nonsense, all this stuff that we feel like we're dealing with. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. .com, and this is the radio portion of it. Show is growing. I can tell you that. We're getting a lot more advertising dollars and things like that, so I know it's reaching people. Anyway, I want to talk about these no criminal charges filed in the Blake shooting. Kenosha County District Attorney Mike Gravely said that he wouldn't be filing charges against Officer Skeski. The shooting was captured on video. Now, what's funny in this article that I was reading at the BBC, it says, well, the cop didn't have a cop cam. Okay, wonderful. Do you think he just showed up to shoot this guy? Somebody called the cops on this guy. If I remember the story correctly, and I didn't go research it, to be honest, because it's not worth it. But from what I'm told, he was had raped his previous girl. You know, his girlfriend was menacing at her house, had a restraining order, etc. Somebody called the cops on him. The cop shows up. And according to this thing, he was had a knife, was combative with the cops. The guy that had the video says, well, I turned the video on after the cops were wrestling with him. Wait, do you think the cops showed up and said, hey, there's a black dude, let's get in a fight with him? In this day and time, the district attorney said he would have to disprove the clear expression of these officers that they had to fire a weapon to defend themselves. He said, it goes on to say this, I do not believe the state would be able to prove that the privilege of self-defense is not available. I already told you guys my feeling about policing. I'm not going to be a cop because I'm not waiting to determine, I wonder if my life is in danger. I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later. If you come at me with a pipe, you come at me with a knife, a gun, ba-ba-ba-pow, you're gone. I'm not waiting around. My life is important. I don't know if you realize this, but the Constitution wants you to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's a reason they put life first. Not because it sounded cool, but because it's meaningful to you. In case you didn't know it, you are programmed to want to live. You want to know how I know? Let somebody put your head underwater and watch how hard you fight. You think that we can stop human nature because some thug is out there beating up his girlfriend or raping people or whatever? Be lucky. Be happy that people like this exist, that want to, that do say, you know what, I will put my life on the line ahead of other people. The left can't stand them. See, those are the conservative, the goody two-shoes, the people who understand that I am but a cog in the wheel. That this life, as great as it may appear to you, it is not the best part of your life. It would be like asking a baby in utero, hey, are you really enjoying this? It's kind of boring in there. I don't know firsthand, but here's what I do know. I don't really remember anything good in my mama's belly. It wasn't like, oh, party over here. Yeah, baby, party over here. I don't remember any friends. I don't remember any cocktail parties I attended. I don't remember any awards I got. But I popped out of her, and I'm here on terra firma, and I remember a few things. And you know what? It's kind of cool. It's fun to get recognized every now and then. It's fun to get invited to people's barbecue in their homes and hang out and stuff. But you know what? In the scheme of things, it isn't really that big of a deal for the second birth. Maybe there's something even better that I'm going to be able to hold on to forever. I don't want to get all biblical on you. I'm just saying, consider it that way. I wrote about it in my first book, The Big Black Lie. And I asked people this. Do you remember your in utero experience? No, but you got born into this world. Well, you remember a little bit and you think, man, this world is so cool. I remember things. But let me tell you something. You've forgotten more than you remember. I know it's hard to believe, isn't it? If I promise you, if you're over 50 years old, you have forgotten more than you remember. Somebody says, man, remember when we were, you got to go, oh, well, you're lying. You don't remember. You know what you remember? You may remember the birth of your children. You may remember the weddings of your children. You may remember a harrowing situation in your life, a divorce or getting robbed or something like that. You may remember where you were on some big occasion of, you know, when the Twin Towers fell or Kennedy got shot or something like that, if you're that old. But you have forgotten the majority of the things in your life. You've forgotten the things where you stopped and smelled the roses. And let me tell you what makes you remember it. When somebody goes, do you remember? And you go, oh, God, yeah. And you might jog a memory, but you don't remember most of it because that's how we're programmed. So anyway, your life is important to you, but you understand it isn't. This isn't the end all be all. People on their deathbeds don't wish that they could have one more ride in a Ferrari or I sure wish I'd gotten that vacation home. They wish they had more time with somebody they care about. Or I'm not going to tell you I'm not there yet. But I can tell you this, it won't be material. It'll be relational. I wish I'd had a better relationship with my kids, a better relationship with this. I wish I hadn't done this. Lord, please bring me into your home. You're going to say something different, but it isn't going to be material. And as we get closer to that day, as your days in front of you are a lot fewer than the ones behind you, then you start to realize what's important. And your life, though it's important, there are people that understand it. At an early age, they go, you know what? I can be selfless now. People that join the military, some of these first responders, putting themselves before others. Wow. And we got people that hate that. They ridicule. Cuomo just went on TV ridiculing Marco Rubio because Marco Rubio's talking about something religious. And I'll admit, Marco uses verse a lot. But he ridicules them. The left, they ridicule you for being Christians, for going, I believe in something better. And I just gave you a very good reason for believing that you will have a second birth. But, you know, I defy any leftist to challenge me on that notion because I don't believe they can. There's somebody that told me one time, I do remember what happened to me in utero. I go, you're a liar. Oh, Kevin, there are people that can recount, blah, blah. I don't care. It's phantom memories that you don't remember anything in your mama's belly. And you're not going to convince me that you do. Well, my ears had formed and my brain had formed and all this. Yeah, and you were a little old bitty baby. That, I tell you what, tell me what else you remember. What do you remember on the day you were born? You remember that? You don't remember Jack. You know, let me get back onto this story. No criminal charges filed because those officers had a reason to say, I want to go home to my wife and kids. I am not going to let some thug who I've been called out because he's raped his girlfriend or whatever. He's not a good guy. And people, oh, let's go burn down Wisconsin over this dude. Really? That's the kind of nation we have. That's the nation that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all these leftists want. Barack Obama, they fight for this. They fight for people who want to do things wrong. Who want to do the wrong thing. Who want to act in the wrong way. Bad behavior. A guy named Rayshon White shot the video of this guy. I want you to understand, there is a video of these officers confronting this dude, Blake, and they still wanted to riot and all this. Officers already know. We're on the front lines. Let me put it to you this way. If Blake was a white dude, you wouldn't be hearing this story. Anyway, let me tell you what part of the other story. It says, as he opens the door, he started recording, and Blake is shown walking around the front of the SUV. The two officers closest to Blake at this point on the video are white males. Ooh, yeah, because that's part that needs to be told in the story. As he opens the door and leans into the car, one officer can be seen grabbing his shirt and opening fire. Seven shots can be heard in the video as witnesses shout and scream. You are fighting with a cop, then you open the door to your car to reach in, and you don't think you're going to get shot. Man, you'd be deader than Disco. I hope Disco comes back so I don't have to say that anymore. I kind of like the Disco era a little bit, don't you? Anyway, Mr. White told AP that he heard police officers shout, "Drop the knife," before the gunfire erupted. Bad guy gets killed, and we got to make it a whole thing over it, right? Because that's the way we've been trained now. That's the way leftism works, is make a big deal. He's black, he got shot by a cop.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Good morning. Crime overall fell for the fourth year in a row in the city of Chicago, but the numbers of murder, shootings, and carjackings were way up in 2020. Police believe COVID-19 and civil unrest played major roles. We closed out the year with 3,261 shootings. That was up more than 50% from the previous year. 769 people were murdered, up 55% from 2019. There were six shootings in the first hours of 2021. The first one happened near 87th and South Buffalo Avenue. police say bullets entered a home hitting two people in the living room. Both are 51 years old. Both were shot in the head and taken to the University of Chicago Hospital. Area 2 detectives have no suspects in custody.
Shots was fired a block away from here. Shots was fired at a home here. The bullets went through the window and also went through the from the outside, struck two individuals in the head, a female and a male.
Also, there were more than 1,360 carjackings in 2020. That is up 105% from the previous year. Earlier this week, four rideshare drivers became victims. In the newsroom, Judy Wang, WGN News.
How about that ringing endorsement for Chicago? Chicago, Chicago, my kind of town. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Unbelievable. Nothing new, folks, in the world of leftism. The most dangerous place to be in the world is where leftists congregate. I can tell you because my family reunions, they are not always safe. And there's a lot of leftists in my family. Any of these cities, name your city, I name you one of the murder capitals of the world. Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., New York. And it's funny, you look at the statistics and they brag, crime fell for the fourth year. Oh, but wait a minute. Shootings and carjackings are up. And why are they up? Police say, well, it's because of the WHO flu and civil unrest. Well, what creates the civil unrest? The WHO flu, the lockdowns, the people not having jobs or opportunities. All the things that Trump was ready to deal with, the left are like, oh, no, we got this, we got this. So here's what's funny. There's multiple reports. They said there were 3,261 shootings in Chicago. This one, this report, said there were 4,115 shootings in Chicago. 1,412 more than in 2019. This is the Chicago Tribune. So let me just give you the disparity in numbers. 4,115 versus 3,261. They don't even know how many people got shot in Chicago. I bet you neither one of the numbers is right. I bet you there are shootings they don't even know about. Then they said 769 murders in the one that the clip that I played. Chicago Tribune says there were only 762 murders. So seven people is still alive. But either way it goes, homicides rose from 491 to over 760-something. 491. According to the Tribune, 1,412 more people were shot in 2019 than in 2020 than in 2019. And roughly, 180 people more were killed in 2000. Wait a minute, is that right? Nope. Yeah, 180 people. 180 people more were killed in 2020 than in 2019. And I'm sure Mayor Lightfoot is excited about this. Well, it isn't her fault. It isn't the criminal's fault. No, it's COVID's and civil unrest's fault. Because it's certainly not these legislators who created the civil unrest and who fomented all this nonsense over the WHO flu scamdemic. No, it's not their fault. Spiked sharply. 55%. Where does this go? Where play it out. You think the defund the cop narrative would be carried on by Trump? Or do you think that Joe Biden would carry that on? I could go on. You think Mayor Lightfoot really gives a crap? Do you think that the Congress really cares? You think Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi really want to deal with this going on there? Or the senators that are from Illinois, you think they really give a crap? These leftists? They want to say frustration, anger. Unfortunately, some of that is playing out in violence. That's what Mayor Lightfoot theorized. A lot of things that are the manifestation of trauma and mental health challenges have been in full bloom. Okay, Mayor, you've been mayor for a little bit of time now. 55% increase in murders, and you don't have an answer? You don't have some solution? Frustration and anger. Hey, let's ask ourselves this, because here, let's just dissect the problem. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let's dissect the problem. If somebody said to me, Kevin, I'm frustrated and I'm angry, I go, well, why is that? Well, man, I ain't got no job. I ain't got nothing. Okay, great. So now we're at least narrowing in on it. What if we could create some opportunities for you with that? Do you think that would help? Yeah, Kev, that would help me, bro. Okay. Well, let's start looking into that. Do you think Mayor Lightfoot is looking at doing that? Hey, the frustration and anger is because of you, Mayor Lightfoot, because you lock your city down. It's because you and the Cuomos of the world and the de Blasios and all these people decide the fate of people's lives and you don't care. And then when the outcome is they're acting out, as they like to call it, their frustration and their anger, well, then what are you doing? You're passing a buck? Who's over that? Because last time I checked, Donald Trump was making it making jobs available, even for the colored folk. Police Superintendent David Brown said officers face unprecedented circumstances in dealing with the spike in violent crime, along with the pandemic, civil unrest, and looting. Remember the civil unrest and looting that all of these cities, Seattle, Portland, they condone it. They practically ask you to do it. If you're a business owner and you want to open your business, they'll arrest you. But if you want to rob somebody's business, they don't do a thing. They say, although shootings and murders rose this year, some of the other offenses are down from previous years, including theft and sexual assault. Let me tell you something. Theft and sexual assault are the two of the least reported crimes. You can lose stuff and you go, I got a air compressor stolen out of my car. Guy smashed my window and took the air compressor out of Melissa's car. Okay. Did we report it? No. You know what I was most mad about? The air compressor cost $50. To replace the window cost $180. I would have given the dude the air compressor. And did we report it? Of course not. Sexual assault is one of the least reported crimes. Certainly male sexual assault. It is the least reported crime. That's what I'm told. But sexual assault's not. So they brag, oh, these numbers are down. Do you believe? Let me ask you, do you believe it? 3,000 murders are up 55%. Get this, 1,360 carjackings, up 105% from the previous year. They might as well just close down the car dealerships and you could just go get anybody's car you want. They're condoning it. Carjacking up one. Where can this go? Let's say next year it only rises 20% or 15%. Look at these numbers. 760-something people, depending on which report you read, lost their lives in a city, and they don't even, for probably no reason. Two people that were shooting in a house, they get shot in the head. Two people dead. I don't know what the circumstances were, but probably innocent people. How many of these 769 murders? I mean, dude, I've gone through the blotter many times. Many of these people went out that day, no beef, no nothing, caught in the crossfire. Who knows? Gang initiation. Who knows? You think the city cares? I mean, probably more people died legitimately of this stuff than died of the Wu flu. And they're shutting down the city. They're creating this. They count the suicides? Don't even get me into the suicides. Theft is down in sexual assault. They always try to put lipstick on the pig, folks. But let me tell you, it ain't just Chicago. Every city, every major city in this country saw an uptick in their murders and in every violent crime category. They want to try to fool you into believing that that's not the case, but every one of them did that. They had an uptick, and they want to pretend that they're safe. Just come to you. Come visit Chamber of Commerce.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.